Common Council to order. We have an agenda. Are there any additions, deletions to that agenda? Do you have one item on it? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve it.
Oh, yes, that's me.
I have five people moving and no one seconding. Brown moved and Susan seconded. All in favor? It's unanimous. So that brings us to the first item, and it would be, I think, Raymond, I think, to move.
Jack.
Jack, on the recreation fine, okay.
On your Queens place.
Okay.
That the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality award PW09-2016-2017 Queens Skate Park tender to Propor Concrete Services Incorporated at a cost of $360,000 plus HST.
Is there a second of that motion? Councilor Inglis seconding. Brad, can you take the floor, please?
The tenders for the concrete services for the skate park construction closed September 15th, last Thursday. Five packages went out to qualified bidders. One tender was submitted. The submitted tender was Propor Concrete Services Incorporated at $360,000 plus HST. Propor is located in Hubbards and has built many skate parks. That is their specialty, most notably the skate park 10 years ago, I guess, in Chester. That was their, they constructed that one. The basic services within the contract include layout, forming, placing, and finishing of the concrete, which would include the supply and placement of the rebar and miscellaneous metals. This work is highly specialized, requires skill, experience, and this exact work, not similar, but exact work. With that skill and experience, you will get the desired result that will lead to a successful skate park. The shape, the curves, the tapers, all that of the bowl and the flow area is incredibly complicated. Incredibly complicated. The geometric complexity is very, very, very high. The overall budget we have for this project in its entirety is $559,133. This from the original budget of $529,133 plus the additional $30,000 we received from the province of Nova Scotia, which gives us that total. Deducting the amount spent to date on the geotechnical reports, the design, some wages and some rock removal and preliminary work that we've done on site, and this amount on the tender itself, this $360,000, leaves us with just a little over $155,000 left. Now that will fund the balance of the design fees, because they all haven't been invoiced yet. The inspection costs, that's the geotechnical inspection costs plus the concrete inspection costs. Electrical, because there is a few LED light heads being added to the existing poles to cast some light into the area. Concrete purchase, we are purchasing the concrete ourselves directly. That way we avoid the contract markup. It would include the civil labor, our labor, the gravels, the pipe and the drainage, some miscellaneous materials, and of course the landscaping. The landscaping, we will spend some time at that, not creating anything too complicated, but looks and optics are very, very important. As we've done at Queen's Place, it's important to have a good looking facility as well. Skate park design generally has evolved tremendously over the last few years and over the last decade prior. The design skills have increased by the designers, and the parks continue to get better and better and better across across Nova Scotia, across Canada, and really across the world. And that's, you know, from the skateboard designer, some of the information that he has. And he is an experienced designer. I think I mentioned before, he has international experience. He's designed over 170 of them worldwide, and that was as of last year, and he's probably did a few more since then, right? So, you know, a breadth of experience, and he's really well known in this skate park industry, right, you know, as a premier designer. We're quite lucky to get him to be our designer for this facility. So what we have, all being said, is a state-of-the-art design here in terms of the integrated features of the bowl and flow areas, not the least of which, as I led to, is advances in the geometric complexity, which leads to a greater skater and user experience. The street section, which is the third element, will satisfy the balance of the site features typically seen in skate parks. As one would think of a skate park, that's what you normally see. So we'll have that as well. The features will provide a means to test the skills of the advanced skaters, but importantly, it will also allow new and intermediate skaters to build their skills and to develop themselves as skaters. And it will draw a lot of other people in from other areas, no doubt about it. You know, overall, our skate park will be amazing. It'll be amazing for the users, and it'll be amazing for the spectators. I will endeavor to get this thing done as quickly as we can. You know, when you're working in the fall, you have some competed weather interests, I guess we'd call it. You know, you don't want to see a lot of wet weather, not when you're doing delicate concrete work. But on the other hand, we all like to see a little wet weather right now, right? So there has to be a certain balance in this weather, you know, that will enable us to get this thing done this fall. But, you know, the contractor, he's motivated. We've got the contract, provided it gets approved today, ready to get executed. And he plans on being on site next week. We're over there now, doing some more civil, getting some gravels, getting some excavating done, getting some drainage pipe in. So we're going to get at this, and he's going to get at this as soon as we can. So, you know, hopefully this fall we'll get it wrapped up, early winter. If not, it may have to go into the spring, but we're going to try not to let that happen. But at the same time, we can't compromise the quality of the concrete, just allow a winter finish. Any questions?
Questions. Bruce.
Brad, I understand five packages out, one bid in. Are you pleased with the price? Is it a
The price that the designer anticipated, it's within $10,000 or so. So I mean,
so it's right on the mark.
You know, time to take the concrete out, because I mean, we're purchasing that, and that's probably, I don't know, $50,000-$60,000 worth of concrete, something like that, right? So we're pretty close. We're, you know, it's reasonable. It's not out of question.
Councilor McLeod.
Brad, I'm pleased for you to say that the design is also consideration of novice skaters, and you know, it's sort of a multi-use for skateboard park.
Yeah, and the features, I'll go into that a little bit. You know, the street section is a section that you would see some ramps and some pipe rails, you know, and a few steps and a flatter area with some curved elements at the end and some ramps and things like that at the end. So that's kind of what you expect to see, right? The bowl is a three-depth bowl or multi-depth bowl. So you have a 5-foot-deep bowl, a 7-foot-deep bowl, and I think it's 9 feet, something like that. Yeah, 5, 7, and 9. So that kind of, you know, speaks to some degree to your skill levels as well. But within those, it's not a bowl like a bathtub bowl. It's got a lot of shoulder area and different. You really got to see it. Really, when I look at it, it's way more complicated than I thought it would be. So I probably haven't been on a skateboard since early 70s. So, you know, we didn't do a lot of that.
Didn't have your skateboard?
No, I didn't last very long.
No, I was sort of motor skates, wasn't it?
Mine had square wheels.
I think his had bars on it.
Yeah. You have big bushy hair?
And the third element, which is a really great element, and there are none in Nova Scotia, And I'm not so sure that there are any in the Maritimes. They've been developed over the last few years, and they're called flow areas, or sometimes they refer to them as organic flow areas. And to some degree, they're a mix between the street section and the bowl section. But if you think of it like a bowl, not as deep, but it's got a lot of curves that one leads into the other. So when the skaters are going, they're just, you know, they're sort of almost like riding waves of an ocean. But they can almost do laps on it, right, continuous. And it's a really neat feature. And it's a new coming thing in skate parks. We'll have the only one, right, so far. It's done by this guy. He's done them across other parts of Canada and over in Europe and so on. And now we have one. And that will be a big feature. Big feature.
Will that attract others to come for events?
Yeah, because there are none around, right? Yeah.
What about lighting? Is there going to be
the lighting, what we're going to do. Now, the lighting is a curious thing, because unless you're really going to light the devil out of it, right, with all kinds of light, what you have to do is you have to back up a little bit and then just cast a little security lighting on it. Because if you're going to light it and encourage it for light use, you've got to have it extremely well lit so there's no shadow lines with all these different curves. You can imagine how many shadows. So what we're doing is the three poles that are where the basketball nets are, you know where they are, we're going to put LED heads, because right now they're single heads on them, just put an additional LED head heading towards the skate park, right? And that will provide enough security lighting, but that's what it is. It's security lighting. It's not night use lighting.
But
because
are they
to
able
do
to
that,
use it at night? I mean, is it going to be a...
We will discourage use at night, but you know, you're not going to be over there. Mm-hmm. But at dark, when it's dark, right, it won't be lit well enough to provide use. But will somebody be over there?
Probably.
We're not going to police it, right? Mm-hmm. We'll let the police do the policing.
Any other questions? Yes, Jack.
Yeah, Brad, I got a couple of the, statement. I liked a few different things there. You're getting rid of some of the, because I've heard that on some of the other skate parks, that they have, I think it's static where, you know, people, they have to stop and then start. So you're getting rid of a lot of that stuff, which is a really good thing for skateboards. It's hard to get going again once you get stopped.
Yeah, I'll just speak to that for a second. I mean, that's been some complaints by the skaters.
Yes.
That the street section, sometimes you cram too much stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get enough momentum able, you know, to get from one feature to the next feature, you're interrupted.
Yeah.
So what they did here is they, you know, to make it better, they had to take a few things away from the street section to open it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that, and apparently that's what you required. So that's what Council Fancy's referring to.
So the other thing too, just I guess for the public thing, now our commitment was $200,000, right? Plus
yes.
Plus the land in preparation, right? That's
$200,000.
Because when you see
and
there,
and
like,
and
we're going to do this and do that, but we're still keeping within those confines, right?
Yep.
Good.
Yep. Within that budget of
$560,000. Yes. Yeah.
And I'm really pleased that the province has come in with $30,000 there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Encouraging. Yes, Councillor Frelick.
I just want to go back to the lighting again. So were there ever plans to light this?
There was quite a conflict.
For evening use? Nighttime seems it goes into the late night.
Yeah.
But if you start looking now, I mean, it's dark at 5 o'clock. Kids are in school most of the day. And from now until December, it's virtually, you can't use it after 5 o'clock. Is there any reason that we, does it come down to cost?
Absolutely, right. I mean, that would be fairly costly to provide all of the lighting that would be required there, and from an electrical feed point of view too, right? I mean, you know, we're going to take the lines off of the Queen's Place panels. The option to that, Councillor Frelick, you know, if council ever want to consider lighting in the future, we'd probably have to take some lines off the end of Queen's Place Drive, those street lights, you know, because we really don't have enough conduit size within the parking lot lighting to provide a high level of lighting for an additional feature, right? But there was a little bit of discussion, I guess, between the designers and the user group about lighting. There was some people that felt that didn't want to have budget for lighting, and I was pretty firm on that. You have to have at least security lighting, you know, because after hours, you have to see what's going on in that area, you know, from the policing point of view. So that's what the lighting is. It's a security lighting. If there's ever a budget allowable, and we don't have it within this project, for additional lighting to allow a higher degree of use at nighttime, that will have to be an additional phase.
Yeah. I know at different places they've had a lot of issues with kids hanging out and under, and it's probably not low lighting, but it's not bright lighting. It just, and as you said, they're going to be there anyway.
Yeah.
So now we've created a place for them under low lighting to kind of hang out in the evenings, and I would think that that's going to cause a little bit of, you know, a few red flags.
Well, I think they'll, until this thing gets
next
balanced,
phase,
there'll probably be a few security issues will have to be dealt with, you know, after hours. Not the users, we're not talking about the users at all, right? But some people that may use that for other purposes.
The sort of people who cut down dogwood trees in privateer parks.
But we didn't have the budget for any more than what we've got here, and even at that, I mean, the money's pretty
tight.
Sorry, Bradley. The money's pretty tight, even with the additional 30,000 from the province.
So Brad, all through this process, you've been working with the user group, and it's been an interesting process we did.
Yeah,
for
you know, initially we worked through the user group to determine, you know, the core features of what they required. There was some meetings with, you know, the skaters themselves. There was two of them. At that point, though, then it was a discussion, once we understood it clearly, between RQM and the designer, more or less, you know, once we understood what was needed, because then it was more technical questions, things like that, right?
Yes, Bruce, fingers.
This vote comes from, you know, 25 years after a lot of the kids that are now in their 30s felt unwelcome skateboarding in Liverpool. You know, they felt quite disenfranchised. So, you know, I'm very glad that, you know, we were able to listen to that need when this council was elected, and that this project, you know, when you listen to Brad describe it, is going to provide the kind of park that's meaningful to spend money on. You know, I think that it could have been done. A lousy job could have been done, and it would have been totally useless. So I'm very proud of the people that that put all the effort into bringing it to the front and that raised the money. But I'm also very happy that we were able, as a council, to make this project happen on Queen's Place property without it affecting the tax rate. You know, we used funds that were allocated for spending over there. And the kids will have kids, and Bradley's gonna resume his skateboarding career, I hope. But I am very happy that I will have an opportunity to raise my hand to get this last thing going before we're done.
Any other comments? The thing which excites me about it is that, and I know that this helped in the funds raising, is hockey is so expensive. No. And this is low cost. It means that people who can't afford to play hockey and who need exercise will have that opportunity, and it's great from that perspective. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is just a good news project. I remember when the pitch was being made and they were talking about a significantly bigger budget than this. They were saying it would be an attraction from the highway. Well, I think, I've had a number of chats with Bradley one-on-one, and I think that the level of this park will attract people from the highway and to come to Liverpool because of the new design and so on. So I think it achieves all those goals that were laid out in front of us when the group was trying to get us to approve the money originally. Yes, Councillor McLeod.
Of late, I've seen some young folks trying out their skateboards down on Main Street opposite the Quickway place across from the cemetery the last few weeks. And when I drove by a few times, saw them there, and I thought, you know, I, I think they should be really excited that they have a place that they can call their home for their own sport. And hopefully the word gets out to the folks in the community or and beyond that once a skateboard park is available for use, I'm sure the message will get out amongst all the users, but or all the potential users of it. But I'm really excited to see that these kids, young folks, will have a place to really feel comfortable and safe and not have to look over their shoulder where they want to do their little sport.
As I was going to the hockey game Saturday night, there were a couple of kids skateboarding over there. Mm-hmm. And I stopped and told them we were going to have a meeting today and that we'd be approving it and pretty
yeah.
soon. And they were pretty, they were excited about that too.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Yes, Councillor Frelick and then Councillor Fisk after Brown says.
If all this is, and it, obviously it's true about the quality and that we're one of the only places to have this, we really should do plan a marketing campaign because every town is getting a skate park. So it's just on the news, it's just Liverpool's getting, but if this is the quality that Brad says it is and the uniqueness of it, for us, it's a marketing gem. We should build up anticipation like no other and make a big deal of it because it's very lucky to have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no question. Councillor Fisk?
Well, I'm really excited about all this and I'm wondering if I would have the opportunity to cut the red ribbon in the lower bowl on a skateboard going down.
You might have the opportunity.
You might
have the capacity.
Probably the light coming out.
The very last thing
you
ever did.
Get on to this, the first fatality.
Yeah,
first ever fatality in a skateboard.
You're going to notify Chandra, so they've got a... they're on standby for you. Are you ready for the question on the motion?
Question.
All in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you, Brad. Thank you. And that is the that concludes the agenda. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to raise before I adjourn the meeting? Yes.
I'm just going to ask it. I see with all the you know, with the water situation, is a you know, it's just getting worse and worse with the table falling. I know that up in the Milton that we had the supper last Sunday and Saturday night and ran out of water right in the middle of the. So there's a lot of things that's being affected more than even just the households. There are some lower income people that like I was talking to one person in particular is way down below $10,000 who can't even afford to put water in their well. Is there any kind of things that we could do? And I know the fire department does for $50 a load, but is there anything we could do to help? I'm just wondering.
I think if you have names like that, you bring them to me and we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
I don't know what the answer to that question is, but we'll
okay.
certainly work with it. And I would hope, and I throw this out to Mr. Dagley too, as I go around and people are short of water, I encourage them to go to Queen's Place, encourage them to take advantage of the offers.
Mm.
And you know, a lot of people are not aware of it or didn't hear it, and so if you know, encourage them, it's there, and it's really desperate times for everybody. And
I understand there's the drinking water being available today in different locations.
Yes, and Heather can help us here. It started, distribution started at 8 o'clock this morning and from 5 sites in Queens, Heather?
Yes, there will be water available here at the Inn office in that parking lot,
just
at Brady's in Brooklyn, at Coastal Queens Place in Port Mattoon, at Stew's Corner Convenience in Greenfield, and
Mary's
at Mary Lake Home Hardware in Caledonia.
Is there a limit to the how much water?
Two cases per household.
That's good.
And if the need exists or continues to exist, if this rain doesn't keep falling from the sky, there is a possibility we can order more like next week. So it's not a one-off.
Yes.
When I attended, we were down at Seaside Community Center last week for an announcement, I was told then that they have a public approved water supply tap for the community to use, and I think I sent you a message on that, Heather. We could include that. You may have already, haven't checked this morning, but include that in your outgoing messages about where water supply is available, potable water. That would be very helpful.
Anything else anybody would like to bring forward before I adjourn the meeting? Okay, meeting adjourned. Thank you.